Today on the show, we're going to visit again with Becky Buller, one of our favorite entertainers, one of our favorite guests on this program. Becky is currently the, I guess, reigning female vocalist of the year in IBMA and also the fiddle player of the year. Just a lot of fun. She has a couple new songs out released as singles. We're going to talk about how they're going to wind up on a CD and all kinds of other good stuff. It's always good to visit with Becky. Ran into her down in Nashville just a couple weeks ago as we were both serving members of the IBMA board. It's so much fun to talk to Becky. I just can't help having a smile on my face when I sit and chat with her, and you'll see why in just a little bit. Following the visit with Becky, we're going to play for you a clip that Becky gave me earlier in the year to describe the meaning and the purpose behind the tune Phoenix Arise. We talked about it a little bit in the interview, but this was such a nice segment. I said, Becky, I need from you a couple-minute segment that I can plug into the program. And she did it, and you're going to hear it right after we finish the interview. And, gosh, I like Becky so much. I'm always happy to talk to Becky Buller. Welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me back on.
I'm thrilled. How are you?
We're almost like family now.
I know. We're even in the same hotel. Don't tell anybody.
I know.
We're in Nashville at the IBMA board meetings, just to make that clear.
Yes, the spring board meeting. Mm-hmm. Fun times.
I tell people we work really hard, and they just think we're in this for fun, but it's actually... There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it.
And you do so much. And
I'm always fascinated.
You tried to escape last year, and they wouldn't let
you. I did, yes. They talked me into one more year to fill out Joe Mullen's term when he was bumped up to the chair.
That's right. So you're doing that. And you think you're going to escape.
For Joe. Just for Joe.
You think you're going to escape again this year, but I got
to. Oh, I have to. I have to. You know what? Romy is going to be starting Tuesday, Thursday school in the fall. She is so excited about it. She's telling everybody that she's going to be 5 on her next birthday, which will be March 1st.
Well, she's right.
This is true, yeah. Yeah, it's like almost a whole year away, but I'm going to be 5.
Well.
And getting ready to figure out, you know, what her schooling is going to look like for kindergarten and beyond. And so a lot happening. Of course, and then the Becky Buller Band is out and about. So
Yeah.
I've got a lot of plates spinning right now. But you know what? I've really enjoyed being on the board. It's been a lot of work. But it's just, again, fascinating to me how it all comes together and how it all works. And I'm glad to be doing my part to help that out and help out bluegrass music.
There's a lot of effort. There's a lot to do. Mm-hmm. And I think I cycle out next year, 2018, mm-hmm. September.
Thank you for your service to the
board.
Well,
I appreciate it. And you too. But there will be always issues to deal with as we're adjusting to things and making it better and better.
But it's exciting. It's a really exciting time. We're growing, and our focus is becoming more and more international and in scope. And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
But there's some growing pains that go with that, but it's all good stuff.
We know what they are, and we're going to deal with them.
Yeah, and we've got a great team with the board and the IBMA staff. I feel like we're in a really good place.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about everything that's coming up.
We're going to talk about where you're going to be and coming up, but you've added a musician to the band since the last time we talked, have you
Yes.
not?
Yes. Nate Lee joined us on the mandolin. He's originally from Texas, but now he lives here in Nashville. He was most recently with the Jim Hirsch Trio, also sits in a bunch with Irene Kelly, mm-hmm. fantastic songwriter mm-hmm. from here in town. He's just an all-around great guy, incredible musician, and he's playing mandolin and then some fiddle with us. So he and I will do double fiddles on the show.
That's right.
Just a great person, so easy to travel with, lots of fun. We're really glad to have him in the group.
So the full band then is I know Ned Lubarecki.
Yes, Ned.
Tell
on
the rest
banjo.
Of the members of the band that they can normally expect to see when they see Becky Buller Band.
Yeah, so we've got Ned Lubarecki on the banjo, kind of a legend there. Played with the Rarely Heard and all I can think of is I Call Her Sunshine. He's on that record with that. What was it? Can't think of that band. Before the Rarely Heard.
I don't know who he played with before the Rarely Heard.
Oh, I know it. I'm blanking on it right now. Okay. But anyway, then the Rarely Heard. And then, of course, most recently, Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. Yep. And then we've got Dan Boner from East Tennessee State University on the guitar. He was on mandolin, but he's moved over to guitar because he plays everything really well. It's sickening. Around Christmas time, he went live on Facebook playing something on the banjo, I think Jingle Bells. And it was great. He can do anything. And he, honestly, he's inspiring me to be an even better fiddle player.
Well, that's good. It's good that people push you for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah. And then we've got, of course, Nate Lee on the mandolin and fiddle, and Daniel Harden on
that's
the
right.
bass.
Yeah.
Daniel works at Jack Daniel's in Lynchburg, Tennessee, his hometown. But they let him off every sophomore to play music with us, and he sings the high harmony part, and we just have fun with him. We call him the Hulk.
It's funny that he plays bass because he's so small.
Yeah. Yeah.
You almost can't see him behind
right.
the instrument.
I know.
He's a tiny little guy. He's power packed, tiny little fellow.
He's only 6 foot, I don't know,
10.
Something. Yeah. He's larger than life.
Nice guy.
He's a sweet fellow, but he makes some of the funniest faces.
In performance?
All the time. It's kind of just his face. Yeah.
Let's talk about you were on the show when Phoenix Arise came out.
Yes.
There was a very distinct purpose about that.
Yes.
And we even recorded a bit that I've dropped in there.
Thank you
talk
so
about
much for playing
that.
Yep.
Is that still, is the funding from that still going to the recovery?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. And that single is still available only as a download right now at MedeliaStrong.com. MedeliaStrong.com. Medelia is spelled M as in Maynard, A, D as in dog, E, L, I, A, MedeliaStrong.com. And we recorded that song to help Medelia recover from a fire that they had in the downtown district. Took out a whole city block.
A winter fire.
It was in the middle of winter. Worst storm of the season when it happened, so the firefighters had a hard time getting in there.
Yeah.
Several towns responded, you know, fire departments responded to it, and nobody was hurt, fortunately, but it took out that whole block in the downtown district, and that was a big bite out of the town. It's a town of 2,000 people. It's in my home county of Watonwan County, Minnesota, and it's where my dad works.
Right.
So it's just one town over from my hometown.
So part of the money, if they would download this,
yes.
now still goes to the recovery
effort. All of the money, when you
oh.
download it right
okay.
now, all that money goes to helping those folks.
Okay.
But that is only until we release the new record. Then this is going to be a bonus track on
yeah.
the new record.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's
yeah.
And currently there's a single that's going to be on that new album also.
Right, yeah. So we're...
Which is doing very well.
It is doing very well. We're really excited about that. So we released the single Speaking to That Mountain at the end of March.
Right.
It's a gospel tune. And I just hope it's an encouragement to everybody out there that is facing a mountain in their life right now. I hope this speaks to you. I hope it blesses you. It was written by myself and Jeff Hyde. And for those of you who know modern country music, Jeff Hyde is with the Eric Church Band. And Jeff has written several songs with Eric that have become hits, including Springsteen and Record Year. So Jeff is kicking really high right now. And I'm really tickled that he's still up for writing bluegrass tunes with me. So I used to go to church with he and his wife. That's how we met. And we still get together every so often to write. And actually, this song was kind of inspired by the testimony of one of the families at our church there.
And knowing you, I know that you mean that 100%, that you would love for it to be inspirational.
I hope it is. I really sincerely do, yes.
Mm-hmm. We also did a video of it.
We did. And as
you're like an MTV star.
It's my first video ever. And I got to send a big shout out to Stephen Mogin because he directed, produced, and filmed that.
Filmed it too.
Filmed it.
Okay.
And put it all together. He had some help. He had a team there, but he was doing a lot of the filming. Yana, his wife, helped too. And we also had Shelley Swanger doing some extra photography that day. But it was Stephen's baby. to put that together, and so really proud of how that turned out. We filmed that at Birdsong Studio in Woodbury, Tennessee, and it was just a large time. If you're on Facebook, please check out either of my Facebook pages. It's on there. You can find the video, or you can find it on my website, BeckyBuller.com. BeckyBuller.com. Buller is spelled just like it sounds. B as in boy. ULLER. And click on the media tab and then videos. And
yeah.
our video for Speaking to That Mountain will be the first thing that you see.
It's a fun video. We know that at some point you're going to be announcing that these two songs and the bonus
yeah.
track will be on a CD.
Yes.
That's in the works
now. It's in the works. We've got just a couple things to record yet.
Okay.
Really excited about those couple things, and I can't wait for them to come to fruition. I'm excited about the whole record because we've got some great special guests, but the bulk of the work was done by my band, and they did a fantastic job, which is no surprise to me or any of you out there because they are amazing musicians.
What more do you need?
I know.
It's nice to have guests because it's nice to have friends and people that
you
love.
Yeah.
But what more would you need than the Becky Buller?
I know. I'm so blessed. I get up on stage every night and I say, God, thank you. I get to play music with my friends tonight. I love it.
I love the band.
Thank you.
I know so many of them personally. And you and Ned I've known forever and ever and ever. Who had a great CD, Take Five?
I know.
Within the last month or so. And
it's so engaging. It's a banjo album. You know, he's got some singing songs on there, but it's a mix of bluegrass and jazz and old time, and there's a song that his wife Kelly wrote on there. I got to sing with Dale Ann Bradley on that cut. Yeah. That was fun.
And then just for fun, at the very end, Ned does the Star Trek thing.
Star Trek.
And
I love it.
Says the word.
Brilliant. Love it.
I love the band. I've seen you, and I love everything you guys do. I can't wait for the new CD. You're going to be appearing. Let's talk a little bit about where they can find the Becky Buller.
We are coming to Romp. So
and what is Romp, other than just a fun thing to say?
It's the River of Music Party up in Owensboro, Kentucky. It's put on by the International Bluegrass Music Museum there in Owensboro. Do you know when the new building's going to be done for them?
I know
it's coming up soon.
I'm supposed to be asking you questions.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Answering. That's okay.
I'm asking you questions.
I don't know. I would tell you. It's on the river. Is it
kind of
set up on the river?
It's going to be epic, that new building. But let's see. The festival takes place just outside of town, and it's a great, great time. Wonderful mix of all sorts of bluegrass and Americana music. So we're really proud to be there.
Can we remember or think of the date of that event?
It's June 24th.
June 24th. We talked about that off of the air, but I forgot to ask you.
And I'm trying to think of some. Oh, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is the headliner that night.
Still on their 50th. Anniversary tour, I think.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's a great show when you see them do that. So you've probably seen them before. Well, they were in Raleigh last year.
That's right. I didn't get to see them because we had a crazy day. We played on the main stage there at Wide Open Bluegrass in Raleigh last year. And then, where did we go? We went to the Ear Trumpet Labs. They're one of our partners.
That's right.
We went and performed at their booth. We did a Facebook Live thing. You can probably still find that on my Facebook page. Look at the videos. And what else did we do? Oh, we did a workshop. We jammed in the youth council room. And then we had several other things throughout the evening. So we were hopping that whole day. I had the band just going like crazy.
Yeah. And I'm going to let you go here in a minute. But you are so busy with your IBMA commitments. If a person would come to Raleigh, you'll find Becky there somewhere. But
a blur.
A blur. Because you're going to one thing where you're leading this class, you're doing songwriting.
You've got
to
make hay.
You're constantly doing things and giving back on all kinds of levels back to the music that you love and the play. And people can, I would say, they can get a piece of Becky Buller if they attend because she's going to be teaching or doing something or just entertaining or just having fun and letting them share in it.
I believe in the music. I believe in the organization. I've been a member since 1995. I was a junior in high school. So I'm still going strong. I've been coming almost continually since then.
Really?
I went to Owensboro, went to Louisville, Nashville. Raleigh. Yep, I've done them all.
You are a true asset to the music and to the organization. Whether you try to duck out next year or this year doesn't matter. I don't think it's going to be successful. I think they're going to find a way to pull you back in. But for all you've done, for all your time on the board, and what you continue to do for promoting this music at such a high level of not only just skill, but it's just entertaining. I mean, your music is fun to listen to and get absorbed in. The message is clear when you want to send a message. Sometimes you talk about zombies and stuff, and that's okay. or moonshine ladies.
This new record, I just realized it has a shocking lack of moonshine.
Get some of that.
Yeah. But we got some other stuff. There's some murder.
Good. Well, you
maybe
got some murder.
Maybe. Let me think. There's death. There's definitely some death, but maybe not murder.
Maybe it's implied. Maybe it's an implied murder. Don't give it away yet. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
When it comes out, we'll talk about it.
Okay, please. Right. And thank you, Steve, for keeping the bluegrass on the air.
Thank you, Becky Buller, as always. I'll let you go. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for letting me take over for a minute to tell everybody about our brand new single, Phoenix Arise, that just came out on the Dark Shadow recording label this past week. We recorded this song specifically to help the people of Medelia, Minnesota, who were affected by a massive fire that took out a large portion of the downtown of that city back on February 3rd during one of the worst winter storms of the season. Medelia is in my home county, Watonwan County, Minnesota. It's also where my dad works. So when I heard about this, I really wanted to do something to help. I was getting ready to head toward my hometown for a gig later in February when I heard news about this fire. And so the song Phoenix Arise immediately came to mind. It was written by Mark Simos and Lisa Ashman. I've loved it for a very long time. It's never been recorded before. And I got the band to work that up, and we played it at our show in my hometown, and we sent it out to the people of Medelia. And not long after that, I got with Stephen Mogin at Dark Shadow Recording, and we started working on a plan to get this recorded and get it to Medelia Strong, which is the fundraising campaign to try to help these families rebuild. So for a limited time, this song is available for download only at MedeliaStrong.com. That's MedeliaStrong.com. Medelia is spelled M-A-D as in dog, E-L-I-A, MedeliaStrong.com. And every penny of the donation that you make goes towards helping these families rebuild and regain their livelihoods. Estimated losses are $1.4 million. To date, only $475,000 has been raised to offset the cost of what will not be covered by insurance. So anything you can do to help these families is greatly appreciated. And I want to thank Mark Simos and Lisa Ashman for allowing us to record their beautiful song, and for Stephen, Yana, and Sammy Mogin at Dark Shadow Recording for donating their time to get this recorded and out the door. This is performed by the Becky Buller Band, and that is Ned Liberecki on the banjo, Brandon Bostic on guitar, Dan Boner on the mandolin, and Daniel Harden on the bass, and then, of course, myself on the fiddle. And vocals, and Stephen and Yana Mogin are singing harmony vocals with me on this. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you in advance for helping Medelia, Minnesota rise from the ashes. Thanks, Steve, for keeping bluegrass music on the air.